This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Already this hurricane season, Faye, Gustav, Hannah, and Ike have passed over Haiti, killing about 700, destroying thousands of homes, plus livestock and crops. Haiti always needs help. Now it needs more. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has offered additional food and emergency aid. It's not much compared to the aid that Haiti gets from the United States, but it does demonstrate the Venezuelans' efforts to gain more influence in the region. Reporter Ruxandra Guidi has that story.
A couple dozen people are hauling food shipments out of a truck in front of the Venezuelan embassy. They're Haitians, Cubans, and Venezuelans, all volunteering their time to take in 34 tons of canned food, blankets, medicines, and water, which will then be distributed to people who've been affected by the hurricanes. The current Venezuelan humanitarian aid to Haiti is only $2 million, but it follows more significant investments planned in energy, health, and infrastructure. Venezuela's government contribution will total $1 billion. Pedro Luis Canino González is Venezuela's ambassador in Haiti. He says that Chavez's government is also providing cheap oil, and it's building an oil refinery and three electricity generating plants.
This is thanks to all the revolutionary changes that are happening in Venezuela, because only a true revolutionary government is capable of sharing its oil and its solidarity with Haiti in so many areas.
In contrast, the United States is contributing nearly five times as much as Venezuela in food aid. And U.S. foreign assistance to Haiti this year is almost $280 million. Much of the American emergency assistance is being distributed by the USS Kearsarge, a Navy ship that's docked right off of Haiti's western coast. Commodore Fernandez Ponce wouldn't address the issue of increased Venezuelan aid, but he did say that it's in the interest of the U.S. to continue its involvement in Latin America.
It's exactly about the renewed commitment, but it's a dedicated commitment. I mean, in a time of limited resources, you have to have somebody that's dedicated to look into this region continuously. So I don't know about the political aspect of it. All I know is we are here to fill a need because we have partners, we have friends, we have neighbors, and there's a need, and we're here to meet that need.
But in the streets of Port-au-Prince, Chavez is popular, especially among the poor. In March of last year, he visited the city and drew thousands of people who chanted, "Up with Chavez, down with Bush." Louis Bellefleur is a tap-tap, or public bus driver. He was among the people who gathered downtown last year to hear the Venezuelan president.
Chavez is a truly patriotic man. If only our Haitian leaders had more thoughts like him, Haiti wouldn't need as much international aid and it would start making more progress.
But Bellefleur remains a bit skeptical. He criticizes Chavez for using Haiti to draw attention to himself. And he says his long-term commitment to the Caribbean country still remains to be seen. For NPR News, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.